Father, thank you that we can be here together. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are already here. Thank you that this morning we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, that you are spirit, O God. You are spirit. And therefore we worship you in spirit and in truth. Holy Spirit, you are also the spirit of truth. So thank you that you're using this word and this scripture to minister to our hearts, to strengthen us, to encourage us, and to fill us up with the Father and with his character, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I gave Tanya the communion to do, and I said I want to speak a bit about the root of rebellion. So we all know about the root of bitterness. We don't forgive. There's a root of bitterness that the Bible says it springs up in us. But there's another root more powerful than even that. And it's the first thing that was there in heaven. Can you guys hear me? Is this on? Okay, you can hear me now. Just using the mic for the recording. So I asked the Lord at the back there, what's an easy way to bring this message across? Because it's on Psalm 1. It's one of the scriptures that shows the two ways that we can live. And the Lord said when he spoke to Moses at the burning bush, Moses said, what will I say to the people? Because Moses is going back as a murderer. He was a murderer in Egypt. He was declared a murderer. So what right do I have to speak to the people? What am I going to say to the people who are sending me? And God said, I am. And we are saying exactly the same. I am. So that is the tension. And it started in the heavens with Satan. I read you guys a scripture where five times he was saying, why can I not sit on the throne? Why can I not be worshipped? So Satan, the most beautiful creature in heaven, worship in heaven, when he started moving into I am, when he appropriated the I am term or name of God, God threw him out of heaven. He went into rebellion. And that is the root of rebellion that we are all born with. And that is what needs to be dealt with by the love of God. So I called this message, I wanted to call it the dumb way, but it sounds tough because dumb is like dumb, not clever. But it's actually the silent way. So like in deaf and dumb spirit, the silent way. And it's based on that scripture that Daniel read previously in Isaiah. We're going to get to that just now. Just want to start with Acts. We're just going to do in Acts 19, we're going to do three verses. I always go to the map first, if I can go there. So we are still in Ephesus. Where's Ephesus? Let's see. There we go. Ephesus. Paul needs to go first to Jerusalem. Struggling a bit with his mouse. Let's see. Let me go again. That's better. So Paul needs to go to the Jerusalem, which is off the screen here on the right hand side. And then he needs ultimately to go to Rome. So we're talking about two ways. My way, God's way. So here Paul is in Ephesus. And I'm going to read you three verses in Ephesus. Now after these events, Paul resolved in the spirit. That is important, those words. Resolved in the spirit to pass through Macedonia and Achaia. If I can go back to that previous map.
Macedonia, the green area over there, modern day Turkey, Thessalonica, Berea. We spoke about those churches that were planted there. There was a Philippi, I don't see it, but Philippi is also there. And Achaia is here. There we have Corinth on that land bridge. I think there's the land bridge. There we have Corinth and Athens. There's Athens as well. So modern day Greece. That shoe, I'm sure you all recognize as Italy. So that's where Paul must go. That's the heart of the empire, the Roman Empire. That's where God wants him. But the Holy Spirit is showing to Paul lots of tribulations, persecutions, jail time, even death is awaiting him. So that's the reason Paul says he purposed in the Spirit. And that is sometimes our tension, that the Lord leads us out of familiar circumstances into unfamiliar circumstances. And immediately, there's this tension of my way. God's way, His I am. But I want to appropriate that name. I want to say I am. And we've got humanism, and we've got human rights, and we've got all those things nowadays to support that theory that I am. So that's more or less what we're going to talk about today. So my first point is purpose in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit sees ahead. I go to the next slide. Also Acts is the next chapter. Let's first read that Romans 1. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I've often intended to come to you. He's speaking to the guys in Rome. But thus far I've been prevented in order that I may reap some harvest among you. This is the reason he needs to go to Rome. Order that I may reap some harvest among you as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise to the foolish, so I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. So that is what God wants. God wants Paul ultimately to go to Rome. God has planned out Paul's life, and it's the best plan for Paul's life. It's the best plan for his well-being. When we may have an idea of success, God is the only one that can define success in our lives. And he's defined success in Paul's life this way, that Paul ends up in Rome. Rome was not just prison time and death. From Rome he wrote letters that we are still reading today. From most of his letters has been written out of prisons, and we are still using those letters today. Look at this verse, the next chapter, Acts 20, verse 22. And now behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit. There we have that term again. Why was he going to Jerusalem? There was a lot of poor people in Jerusalem, in the Jerusalem church. And on these missionary journeys, there was a lady that was doing the purple, that was very rich. So that he gathered money from the different churches that he planted. And then he would take that money to Jerusalem to go and help the poor in the church there. That's why he was going via Jerusalem to Rome. That was his heart. It was the heart of God, but it was also the heart of Paul. Constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there,